This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. As he headed to Hanoi, Vietnam, Monday for his second summit with North Korean leader Kim Jong-un, U.S. President Donald Trump said he hoped they would reach an agreement for a detailed pledge by Kim to denuclearize his country. Trump said on Twitter that without denuclearization, impoverished North Korea would endure just more of the same. But Mr. Trump predicted that Chairman Kim will make a wise decision. But as he meets Wednesday and Thursday with Kim, there's little concrete evidence that progress has been made to set the specific terms of North Korea's promised denuclearization. U.S. intelligence officials remain skeptical that North Korea intends to follow through on Kim's Singapore pledge to denuclearize. Both the United States and Taliban are indicating that the current round of negotiations in Doha that started Monday may prove more crucial than any other meeting till now. The U.S. Special Representative for Afghanistan Reconciliation, Zalmay Khalilzad, called the Taliban's new negotiating team more authoritative, adding that this could indicate a significant movement. The Taliban and the U.S. have set up working groups to negotiate on the two core issues, and the two sides are expected to work on recommendations in a draft agreement. While visiting Venezuela Monday, U.S. Vice President Mike Pence said the Trump administration stands with the U.S.-recognized interim president of Venezuela, Juan Guaido, 100%. He made the remarks following a trilateral meeting in Colombia with Guaido and Colombian President Iván Duque. Pence said disputed Venezuelan President Nicolas Maduro must go. He also spoke with regional leaders about how to have humanitarian aid delivered quickly, something President Maduro has blocked with troops still loyal to him. That effort turned deadly with deaths over several days. Iran Foreign Minister Mohammad Javad Zarif unexpectedly announced his resignation, saying he is sorry for his inability to continue. He gave no reason for quitting. This is VOA News. Early results from Nigeria's presidential election show incumbent Muhammadu Buhari is in the lead, but the main opposition party still rejecting the vote counts, calling them incorrect and unacceptable. Nigeria's Independent National Electoral Commission said Monday that Buhari had won the vote in at least six states, with his main challenger winning in the federal capital territory. The United States and China are looking ahead to a summit between their two leaders to finalize a trade deal and avoid an escalation of trade tensions. Former U.S. officials and experts, however, are skeptical as to whether a trade deal would solve what they call China's predatory economic policies in the long term, warning a trade deal may only provide temporary relief. On Monday, President Trump seemed optimistic that a trade deal with China could be reached, adding that he planned to hold a summit with Chinese President Xi Jinping to finalize details. U.S. airstrikes killed 35 al-Shabaab terrorists in central Somalia, according to the Pentagon on Monday. The attack was carried out Sunday in a region as the fighters were transitioning between locations in a rural area to mass their forces. The U.S. has stepped up airstrikes against al-Shabaab since the start of the year. The militant group wants to set up a staunchly Islamic state inside Somalia. African Union forces have driven al-Shabaab from the capital, Mogadishu, but the extremists still carry out terrorist attacks in the city. They're also in control of large ports of central and southern Somalia. Earlier Monday, Somali officials said al-Shabaab militants shot and killed nine civilians in a Mogadishu suburb. India says it has carried out pre-dawn airstrikes in Pakistan on a camp of the Islamist militant group Jaish-e-Mohammed, which claimed responsibility for a suicide car bomb that killed 40 paramilitary troops in Indian Kashmir nearly 2 weeks ago. The airstrikes, which India says killed many militants, will escalate military tensions between the nuclear-armed rivals. Pakistan said it scrambled fighter planes in response and that the Indian jets caused no damage. Australian Cardinal George Pell has become the Catholic Church's highest-ranking official convicted of child sexual abuse. A jury in Melbourne announced Tuesday that it had found the 77-year-old cardinal guilty of five counts of sexually assaulting two teenage choir boys in a small room in the city's St. Patrick's Cathedral in 1996, shortly after a Sunday Mass while serving as Archbishop of the Melbourne Diocese. The jury reached a verdict in December, but that decision had been sealed under a strict gag order imposed by the judge that prevented any details from being released to news outlets. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.